Chapter 5. Indexing makes it much easier to focus on your most important investment decisions. Driving Mom and Dad home to Marblehead on Boston's North Shore after graduation ceremonies at Yale, I was staying at or just below the speed limit and carefully keeping an ample distance behind the other cars. Cruising quietly along the Mass Pike, I was slightly surprised by Dad's saying, "Somehow, at this time of year, I would have expected the moon to be on our left." Why the phases of the moon might be on his mind, I had no idea. I reminded Dad that the lunar month was only 28 days long, and that the axis of the Earth's rotation shifted with the seasons, so, of course, the moon was seen in many different positions in the evening sky during the year. Dad seemed satisfied by my erudition, and we lapsed back into silence, making good time because traffic was light. My driving speed was fine, we had plenty of gas, and nobody was hungry or needed a pit stop. Then I saw a large green sign with white lettering. Albany, 60 miles. Focused on operating the car smoothly, I had just wasted an hour driving in the wrong direction. Something similar happens to many investors. The fascinating short-term operational decisions all too often distract us from the central policy decisions that, over time, can make the most difference in our investment results and should be every investor's primary focus. The curse of active investing is not simply that it reduces returns, which it usually does, but that with so much complexity, it diverts our attention from the profoundly important long-term investment policy decisions on which all investors should concentrate their time, energy, and thought. Indexing helps investors succeed because indexing simplifies everything. Investors no longer have to monitor or worry about or react to the changing prices of specific stocks to keep up to date with short-term developments in companies and industries or the economy or all the interactive complexities. You can skip all those disconcerting details, and you won't have to worry about the active manager losing his enthusiasm or edge, or the fund being in the wrong sector of the market, or your fund growing too large for market maneuverability and getting too big to excel, or your fund management company selling out to a giant insurance company, or any of a host of other troubles. These things happen all the time, which is why there's so much turnover in the top 10 or top 20 lists of managers as measured by their number of institutional client relationships, which should, of course, be very stable.